You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jonjo Shelvey to score and Swansea to win 6-1, and I'm sure many will be looking at Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester City to win 4-1. Derek, we talked about Gary Monk being under pressure on the podcast last week, and if anything, that's intensified now following another loss to Liverpool. They've now only won once in 10 Premier League games, lost 6 of them, drawn 3. They've also failed to score in 6 of those 10 games as well. Haven't got much squad strength, depth in their squad, Swansea.
No, and you look at them, they don't seem to be getting any better, do they? It just seems to be the same old. But the Swansea you're getting now is the Swansea you're getting at, you know, 2 or 3 weeks into the season. But, you know, with less chance of winning the game, it seems, because the confidence is shot to pieces. You know, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago when Leicester went to where was it, Newcastle. And I was saying, well, you know, has it come to this? Leicester are favourites to win at St James's Park. And we worried about going for them, but we did and they won. And it's the same here. The favourites for this game, and on form, they have to be. The reason it's so big, you'd have to say, is because the odds compilers are expecting the bubble to burst. Well, we've expected it now for 12 weeks and it hasn't burst yet. They're going great guns and they're a better, far better side. This is not like early season vibrancy from a, you know, from a Premier League new boy, if you like. They haven't been here that long. This is a good team. Swansea are definitely not that. I've got to go for Leicester here.
13-8 Leicester for Derek. You'd be playing that Vardy bet as well, wouldn't you, Derek?
Yeah,
Vardy,
well,
to score, Leicester to win.
He looks unstoppable, doesn't he? And it's not as if he's not. It's not as if he's getting a bag full of chances. You know, like 10 chances a game. It's just that everything that's coming his way, he's putting in. Yeah. You know, I've mentioned it before. The Clive Allen kind of season. That's exactly what he's having. And even that amateur football. You know, when you're scoring goals regularly, you wouldn't know this, Lee. But when you are, you just you feel like you can't lose, you can't miss, and that's exactly what he's like right now.
He doesn't even know about the amateur level, Lee.
Something, this is a Derek saying, but something troubles me about this. You know, in sport, you often get this thing where a team's going for a certain record, or they're trying, like in relegation, you sometimes find that they're building an unbelievable run, they get safe, and then it's suddenly the shoulders drop a little bit, like, ah, we've done it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if all the attention on Vardy getting that record will just give them a little drop of the shoulders, a little, we're going to Swansea, the 15th,
A bit of a letdown, basically.
Just a little bit, like a percentage or two down from, you know, where they have been. Now, Swansea haven't been great, but I was impressed by how they plugged away. You know, they haven't given up, have they? It's not like they're kind of thinking, they're not a team that you look at and think they're not playing for the manager. They look to me like they were having a, you know, they tried their very best at Liverpool and lost in the end to, you know, a team who are getting better and better. But it was only a penalty, and it was a dodgy penalty, by the way, at that. You know, fine, it was given, but, you know, it was maybe an unlucky penalty is more than a dodgy penalty. But having said all that, Swansea aren't big enough at 9-5 to win this one, for me, from a betting point of view. I must say that, you know, Vardy at 11-8 does look a really good bet. I'm just going to go for the draw, though. Draw at 21-10. I think Leicester, you know, they drew at Man United. Could have won that game, by the way. No shame in that. I think we'll just start to see, the wheels aren't going to fall off in dramatic style or anything, but I think we'll just start to see a slowing now. They've got this game against Swansea. They've got Chelsea, away at Everton, away at Liverpool, at home to Man City before the end of the year. You know, they'll just start to slip a little bit now. And by New Year, I think we'll be looking at them maybe just running out of steam a tad, because they've been on the crest of a wave for a long time. And let's be fair, need 11 more points for, you know, safety. If you think 40 is the mark, probably only need 6 more points in reality. 7 more points between now and the end of the season to be safe. So
yeah.
I'll go for a draw. I think Swansea will plug away and put a lot of effort in. And I think they'll be just slightly more motivated than Leicester will be.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.